You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the Q1 results of Adani Enterprises as it posted fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 673.93 crore, up 43.6%, as against Rs. 469.46 crore during the corresponding quarter of last year. Adani Enterprises posted revenue from operations at Rs. 25,438.45 crore, down 37.7% in comparison to Rs. 40,844.25 crore during Q1 FY23. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 2,524 crore, up 45% on year. Adani Enterprises clocked a total income of Rs. 25,809.94 crore, down 37.2% from Rs. 41,066.43 crore in the first quarter of FY23. Moving on, six executives, including the marketing head of India's cosmetics to fashion retailer Nykaa, have resigned since April. The exits include that of Chief Marketing Officer Shalini Raghavan, with Nykaa's founder and CEO Falguni Nair stepping up to take direct oversight of that function, given its criticality. The others who have quit are Kingshuk Basu, a senior vice president for retail, Sumant Kasliwal, Senior VP in the Fashion Unit, Aditya Sandhu from the Business-to-Business Sales Unit, VP Sachin Kataria from the E-Commerce Business, and Shantanu Prakash, VP for Marketing and Communications. Shares of Nykaa parent FSN E-Commerce Ventures have fallen nearly 60% from their listing price in November 2021. Up next, the government recently notified a scheme to set up a Rs. 30,000 crore corporate debt market development fund to act as a safety net by investing in corporate debt securities at times of market dislocation, with a view to stabilizing the markets. The move follows a FY22 budget announcement in this regard. The scheme would provide a stability buffer for investors in the corporate debt market and help mutual funds and others offering debt schemes to hard sell such products. The Finance Ministry said that the guarantee will cover the debt of CDMDF along with interest accrued and other bank charges, but subject to a limit of Rs. 30,000 crore. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman last week said Indian companies can now go in for direct listing on foreign exchanges as well as on the International Financial Services Centre Bourse in Ahmedabad. The nod, which came after 3 years of announcement as part of the COVID relief package, will enable domestic companies to access foreign funds by listing their shares on various exchanges overseas. A proposal regarding this was first floated as part of the liquidity package announced during the pandemic in May 2020. The minister called for a regulatory impact assessment so that regulated entities in particular and the markets in general can better understand the fallout of their decisions. In the civil aviation sector, Abu Dhabi-based Etihad Airways has plans to expand operations in India by starting new flights as well as increasing frequencies of existing ones, the airline's India head Salil Nath told EFI. The airline's expansion plan comes on the back of its unutilized weekly seat allocation to and from India under the bilateral air service agreement. The Abu Dhabi-based airline still has 10,000 unutilized seats per week. Nath told EFI that Etihad still has seats available and that they are planning for future expansion via new flights to gateway destinations in India or additional frequencies on their present network. At present, Etihad and Abu Dhabi Air Arabia joint venture operates 165 weekly flights to 10 gateways across India. In other developments, online travel agency MakeMyTrip posted its fiscal first quarter earnings and posted its highest ever quarterly gross bookings and profits during the quarter. MakeMyTrip clocked a profit of $18.6 million as against a loss of $10 million during the corresponding quarter of last year. The online travel services platform delivered its highest ever quarterly gross bookings during the first quarter of financial year 2023-24. Gross bookings for Q1 FY24 stood at $1,987.5 million, up 31.4% on year in comparison to $1,612.5 million a year ago. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. $25.9 million. The adjusted operating profit during the quarter in review was $30.1 million in comparison to $16.5 million in Q1 FY23, posting a growth of 83% year-on-year. Lastly, Apple is gearing up for the launch of its new set of iPhones under the iPhone 15 series. With the next-gen iPhones are expected to come with several upgrades, which we've heard in rumors and read in report for a while now, there is a disappointing news for those eyeing the upcoming non-Pro models. Apple is reportedly planning to upgrade the camera on the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus, but it may not be as significant as many had hoped. According to MacRumors report that cites a rumor posted on Chinese social media website Weibo, The iPhone 15 and the iPhone 15 Plus will both feature a 48-megapixel main camera, but the sensor size will remain smaller than the Pro models in the series. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.